I'm Doug Harmon. I'm the chairman of the library, and I just want to welcome all of you to the new library. Unbelievable.
That's how the new library on Bethlehem's Main Street opened Saturday, amid applause and delight and cookies. But the story began decades ago, and at its center were two people. One was Muriel Brown, for more than three decades the town's beloved librarian. The other was her brother, Arthur Jobin, known to the family as Bud. Both grew up in Bethlehem. And they had a particularly strong relationship, says Melody Newt, Muriel Brown's daughter.
I just think my mother had a special spot for him.
During World War II, Jobin joined the Army Air Force and was a tail gunner on a B-17 bomber. He was shot down over Austria in 1944 and taken prisoner. Muriel wrote letter after letter on special prisoner of war post stationery sent to Stalag Luft III camp. She wrote about work, the weather, the family, and her joy at getting his letters. After the war, Jobin went to college, moved to California, and went to work for United Airlines as a liaison with the FAA. He didn't retire until he was 81. And all that time, he saved his money, says Melody Newt. Rather than buy new shirts, he would turn the collars, undoing the seam, and switching the collar around.
And he lived like he didn't have a penny. You would never have known he had any money.
Meanwhile, Muriel Brown was still in Bethlehem, immersed in civic activities, raising a family, and working year after year in the tiny three rooms that made up the library. She prided herself on having the bestsellers before other libraries. She might not know everyone's name, but she knew their library card number. And she would go through book after book, digging to find the answer to a patron's question. Melody Newt.
And she loved the summertime when all the summer people would come back for the summer. She loved that. She said it was like a kind of reunion all summer.
Bruce Brown, who still lives in Bethlehem, is Muriel's son. He says his mother was amazed when Jobin told her he wanted to donate his life savings, which he figured would be at least $1 million, for a new library.
That's what I can remember, just plain disbelief that he would and could do that.
Brown thinks Jobin donated the money because he was proud his sister stayed in Bethlehem, was helping the town, and he wanted the Jobin family to be remembered fondly. But there was a big catch. The donation had to be secret, and the money was not going to be available until Jobin died. More than a decade ago, that became a problem. The town started talking about trying to raise money for a new library. But Muriel Brown thought the town should know money was coming. Her brother agreed she could tell the town that at least $1 million or so would be donated, but his identity was to be kept secret. That prompted a lot of guessing around town. Joyce Tucker lives in Bethlehem.
It was a great deal of mystery to it because we didn't know who it was. We didn't know exactly how much money we were going to be getting at the time.
For Muriel Brown's family, there was another question, says her daughter, Melody Newt.
We all would say, why doesn't he give it now so she can see it? Because you never know what's going to happen in life.
But that wasn't going to happen. The reason is that all his life, Jobin hated anything that drew attention to him. Muriel Brown was delighted to know that one day the town would get a new library, but she wouldn't get to see it. She died in 2007. Jobin died 2 years later, leaving a little more than $1.5 million. Doug Harmon is the chairman of the trustees.
It was just absolutely incredible because this was a vision people had for about 20 years of a new library.
With the new building completed, it was time in mid-December to move out of the space occupied since 1913.
There, in that corner, right behind your head.
Right here?
Yeah.
Shelves were being emptied of about 15,000 items, thought to weigh about 2 tons.
We have been in this space 100 years. It's 1,500 square feet, 3 rooms. We're moving into approximately 5,000 square feet.
That's Laura Clerken, the current librarian.
It's bittersweet. It's people have grown up here. People who are adults came here as children.
As the doors to the new library officially opened, such nostalgia was surrendering to the delight of an open, bright, and spacious library, donated by a man who hated attention but adored his sister. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.